Good morning. Sorry, was that loud? I'm coming in with some energy this morning. This meeting is being called to order. Welcome to the meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. Ms. Hannon, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athes?
Present.
Trustee Dennis Farsima?
Here.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler?
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Here.
Committee Chair Veronica Herrero?
Here.
Trustee James Innes?
Here.
Trustee Leland Straub?
Here.
Trustee Eric Wazowicz?
Here.
Mr. Perry, would you please verify that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Good morning, Madam Chair. You have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you. So before we swear in James, I want to give some information. James being our new student trustee. Welcome, welcome, welcome. But before we swear him in, I want to give some information about how the student trustee is selected and the important role they play on the Board of Trustees. The student trustee is selected by the student body, congratulations, and they are the only elected member of the board. The student trustee is a fully participating member of the board and its committees with the ability to vote on all issues that come before the board with the exception of tenure and promotion or when the student trustee has a conflict of interest. We are very pleased to have James serve this year on our board. And now onto the swearing-in ceremony. Would Board Chair Montel Gales and Trustee James Innes please complete the swearing-in ceremony at the podium? Thank you.
All right, and I'm going to share a piece of this paper with you just in case we fumble on these words, okay? So just repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, James Innes.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully serve.
That I will faithfully serve.
Support.
Support.
Preserve.
Preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Bylaws and policies.
Bylaws and policies.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Finally, I acknowledge.
Finally, I acknowledge.
The fiduciary responsibility that each.
The fiduciary responsibility that each.
Member of the Board of Trustees has.
Member of the Board of Trustees has.
And further solemnly swear.
And further solemnly swear.
That I will discharge faithfully.
That I will discharge faithfully.
My duties as a member of the Board of Trustees.
My duties as a member of the Board of Trustees.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Of Northern Illinois University.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations and welcome to the board.
Thank you. All right, I'll go ahead and make this quick. Thank you to my fellow board members, President Freeman and her entire cabinet for being so welcoming. I look forward to working with each and every one of you. That's all I got. Thank you.
Welcome, Trustee Innes. We are very excited to have you as part of the board. We can't wait to hear everything that you're going to bring to the table and just watch you grow into this role over the course of the next year. So just welcome and congratulations again. If there aren't any other comments, I'll move us on to the approval of the minutes. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
Motion so made. Strum.
Thank you, Trustee Strum. Do we have a second?
Second, Gales.
Thank you, Chair Gales. Any discussion? All in favor of adopting the agenda as specified, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposition? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, we'll go into the approval of minutes. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of May 8th, 2025?
So move, Wazowicz.
Second, Butler.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Now I go into my comments. Well, the reason why I got to bang on that gavel is because it's so exciting. We started school this week, which is very, very exciting. And I should be welcoming you all and making, I think I actually have to do this, welcoming everybody to this committee meeting, which is the August meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting. So I understand that we had a really wonderful welcome week with so many students participating and moving into the residence halls, trying to figure out where their classes are, asking, you know, all of the staff and faculty that are around, where do I go, and just making sense of the campus, the culture, and finding really their belonging and their friends. And I love the beginning of, all of us who went to college just remember, especially those of us who went off to college to on-campus residence halls and that. The first week is just so important. I remember just meeting so many people, friends, staff, faculty, trying to really learn who I was as an adult. And I say that because you all have such an important role in helping our students really figure out who they are on this campus, who they are as an adult, what their purpose is going to be, what their career is going to be, what group, what activity, what affinity, all of that. We have to be there for our students, and I just want to thank you all for that. Because I know that's exactly what we do here as Huskies. We make our students feel like they belong. We help to shape their futures, and we're there, you know, cheering them on as they figure things out. So just happy welcome week, and thanks to everybody. And I do know that the students are walking around to some new equipment and some upgrades with technology and classrooms, which is great. The campus looks awesome. So thanks for everybody for making this such a lively week and past weekend for our students. And today we don't actually have any action items, but we do have two very important informational items. These are routine items, so I will share with the board. This is all material that we see every year. So, if you don't hear a whole lot of discussion about it, it's not because we don't care or talk about it, you know, in advance, but it's because these are routine items, though very important items. Starting with the recognition of 22 faculty members who have dedicated the last many, many years to NIU, and as I said, shaping the futures of so many students here at NIU. They retired in the last fiscal year, and they have been awarded emeritus status. These faculty do form the backbone of of what we do here at NIU. And I also just want to say, I did ask Lori to help me with, you know, really going through what this whole process is. I know we've all know it, I know we've all heard it, but I think it's helpful for us all just to get an annual recap of what this means, what this means, right, for us all and for our faculty. I want to thank, on behalf of the board, I want to thank these faculty members for their years of service and their dedication to our students and to NIU and their scholarly and artistic contributions. The second informational item is the annual list of academic changes submitted to the Illinois Board of Higher Education this year. And we'll talk a little bit more about it once that item comes up. So before we go into the agenda, I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Ben Creed, Brad Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Tom Szyzinski, and Jim Slagstad. Do you have any comments for the board this morning?
Just two quick comments. First is a welcome to the new trustee, Innes. We look forward to your work and service in this capacity and learning from your perspective over the course of this the course of your term. Second, we want to just add to the recognition to those faculty who have recently retired and will be granted emeritus status. Their time, expertise, and commitment have helped make NIU what it is today, laid the groundwork for where we are going, and hopefully we'll stay connected and continue to help shape our future. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And next, we'll go to public comment. Mr. Perry, do we have any members of the public registered who have registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws?
Madam Chair, we have one registered public comment, but I do not believe they are in the room. Mr. Tim Burns, he is not here, so that's it.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll move on to university reports. I'd like to invite Executive Vice President and Provost Lori Eilish Piper to present the university reports.
Thank you, Committee Chair Herrero. I want to reiterate your excitement about the start of the semester. There is nothing more exciting or more rewarding than walking around our campus in the fall and seeing all the new students and all of the returning students and the faculty who are back on campus. The amount of energy and enthusiasm is amazing and such an important reminder of why we're here and what we do and how that matters. We welcomed 12 new tenure track faculty members, a few clinical and visiting assistant professors as well. And we've been working on providing support to them to ensure that their transition to NIU is positive and productive. Also, over the summer, we were happy that the Graduate School, in collaboration with the Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning, launched a new online orientation for all of our new graduate students, which has been well received and a wonderful tool to be able to help those graduate students make a smooth transition to NIU. In addition, the Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning has provided a number of professional development workshops to prepare faculty and instructors and graduate teaching assistants for the fall. Some of those focused on teaching with AI, enhancing instruction in general education classes, and focusing on authenticity, presence, and faculty well-being in their teaching. Those are just some of the new things that we're doing, which are really keeping us focused on the university goals related to reducing equity gaps, removing barriers for student success, and improving the outcomes for all of our students. Item 8A recognizes the faculty who have been granted emeritus status this year. This item is always a bit bittersweet. We're thrilled for the 22 faculty members on this list who, as Committee Chair Herrero said, have really dedicated their academic lives to NIU and have contributed to research and artistry, to teaching and engagement and outreach in so many ways. We're going to miss them, but we wish them well as they pursue their next chapters. In terms of process, NIU is one of the few state universities where emeritus status is granted in a very simple and straightforward way. Each year, a list of all ranked faculty members who have announced or finalized retirement during the fiscal year is prepared by Human Resources Services. It's then reviewed by my office and then recommended to the president for presentation to the Board of Trustees. This year's list includes retirees whose retirement dates were between July 2nd, 2024 and July 1st, 2025. And once those tenured ranked faculty members' names are presented to the Board of Trustees for emeritus status, those retired faculty members can officially use the title or the emeritus designation. My office will also send them a confirmation letter. Some of the benefits to faculty who have the designation of emeritus are, most importantly, keeping a professional rank in retirement, keeping that connection to the university. They also continue to have access to NIU libraries to support their work. In addition to that, they receive research support services and access to research software and databases if they are continuing to pursue research and scholarly activities through NIU. They also can teach or serve in interim roles as needed on campus. They can also continue to serve on graduate theses and dissertation committees if needed. Many of them continue working with students after their retirement for a year or a few years to help those students complete their programs. In addition to that, they're able to take courses at NIU if they want to keep learning in ways that are similar to current employees. They're also eligible for office space to support any teaching or research or artistry work that they're doing if those spaces are available in their departments and colleges. Those are generally shared spaces. They are also able to participate and encouraged to participate in things like recruitment or other events on campus to represent their departments and colleges. But the most significant benefit that really can't be measured is that title. That title is important and it shows that they retired, had a distinguished career, and that they continue to be in good standing and hold that professorial rank at our institution and that they are positioned to continue contributing to the university and also to their disciplines. As Ben said, we're incredibly grateful to these emeritus faculty members for all their contributions to our students, to fellow faculty, to their disciplines, and to NIU more broadly. And we wish them the best as they start on their next journey into retirement.
Thank you, Provost Eilish Piper. And just on behalf of the board, again, I just want to congratulate all of the faculty on their emeritus status and really congratulate them on their achievements and contributions to NIU. So just thank you and congratulations. Any questions or comments on this informational item? Yes.
Just and Provost Eilish Piper, I'm just curious. 22 retirees, and they can still teach as needed.
Correct.
How many of the 22 do you know are teaching this fall at all?
I don't know if any of them are teaching this fall. Oftentimes, they like a little break,
yeah.
And they may come back and teach a class here or there. Usually, it's a relatively small number. Oftentimes, the way that they stay engaged is working with their graduate students. If they were serving on thesis or dissertation committees or even directing or co-directing those,
mm-hmm.
they tend to stay with the students and continue working with them to help them get to completion. But the ability to have them come back and teach is an important resource for us
sure.
because many times their area of expertise is unique.
Mm-hmm.
We may not have others who are as qualified to teach those things, but that's certainly something that we can find out. I'm looking at my colleague and at HR, our head of HR. He's probably getting that data for us as we speak.
Well, I didn't know if there's kind of an annual percentage or something that you can kind of figure might be continuing on. One other question. In your initial comments, you said we've added, was it 12
we faculty? Hired 12 tenure-track faculty okay. members, correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, Trustee Barsima.
Thank you, Chair. I've got two questions. So the names do not come forward from the college or the department. They're assembled by HR and presented to you, and then you present to Dr. Freeman, present to the board. Outside of the three, are the three items that are in the policy of which they would not get status, are those the only three, or are there other situations where a name comes before you and they aren't granted that status?
If they're in good standing, they would be granted the status.
Okay. The second question I had, so they also have access to office space.
Mm-hmm.
Do we eventually run out of office space?
We don't. Oftentimes, the idea of having office space sounds very enticing, but generally it's shared space. And so if they're not on campus teaching or working with graduate students or doing research or artistry, generally speaking, the office space is not really utilized. So we've not had an issue with running out of office space, but it is based on the availability in the department and college where they worked.
It's an administrative assignment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Great, thank you. We'll move on then. There is no vote on this because it is an informational item. So we'll move on to item 8B, which is also informational. Thank you.
Thank you. This is our annual listing of changes that's sent to the Illinois Board of Higher Education for fiscal year 2025. In fiscal 25, we created one degree program, six certificate programs, two minors, two concentrations, and six specializations. In addition, three certificates were approved as standalone certificates.
Mm-hmm.
During fiscal year 25, we also deleted two programs, four certificates, two specializations, and two emphases.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, five programs were approved for name changes. These types of curricular changes happen every year, and it's part of the normal procedure of adding and deleting to our catalog. The full details of the changes are included in the board book, and these changes were reported to the IBHE in June as required.
Thank you, Provost Eilish Piper. And just to be clear, too, these are all actions that we have already discussed as a board, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
In previous meetings, this is just a summary and listing of what we've already discussed.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. And I just want to just remind the board, A, that we've already discussed all this, so none of this should be new. And then the other thing that I just wanted to share is just a tie to the last meeting that we had in May. Well, it wasn't the last one. It was the one in May, where we talked about the annual report on academic programs. And that was also shared as an informational item and in this committee. And I want to draw the connection, right? I mean, this is work, again, that we look at throughout the year. But what we haven't had in the past and what our, you know, what the team hasn't had in the past is what we have now through this report. And what this report, if you all remember, what it has, it's useful data that programs can use as they engage in continuous improvement processes and identify challenges and opportunities related to the degree programs. And that in the end does inform all of the changes that we see that come from the program teams to us throughout the year. So I just wanted to make sure I drew that connection because if you didn't draw it already. But it is it all kind of connects and comes full circle. So with that, trustees, do you have any questions or comments on this particular information item of the listing of the changes and the summary of changes that the provost just described? Great. Great. Then again, nothing we have to vote on, just informational. So I'm going to move on to the next item, which is other matters. Are there other matters to come before the committee? Great. Then we'll keep moving to next meeting date. This next meeting date of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee will be November 13, 2025. And adjournment. So I need a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Chair Gales. Can I have a second? Thank you, Trustee Innes. Ms. Hannon, would you please take the roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Persima.
Yes.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler.
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Yes.
Committee Chair Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee James Innes.
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz.
Yes.
Great. This concludes the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. And for the record, we are finishing right on time. Thank you. Thank you. We will reconvene the Research and Innovation, Legal and Legislative Affairs Committee at 9, which is in a minute. And I don't think we're just going to go straight, right? Okay. Great. Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.